It doesn't take me a lot of reading in Scripture, and I understand that there are certain topics that I just do not quite comprehend. If you were to ask me about cotton, I could tell you a little bit. I've seen it growing most of my life. Talk about tomatoes, pole beans, okra, squash, cantaloupe. I could tell you a lot about those because I've helped plant those and have plowed and worked. I don't know a whole lot about vineyards, but I do understand that it's something that has begun to take root in North America. As I think about vineyards and reading of Scripture, I'm reminded that many times that Israel was referred to as God's vineyard. God was always wanting Israel to produce the type of fruit that was exemplary of what God would want His nation to be like. I remember a lot of times God was upset with Israel. He said they were producing bitter fruit and were going untended because of their rebellion. Josephus says that in the temple, that there above the entrance into the temple area, there were gold inlaid designs of the branches of the vineyard. So it was an important symbol when Jesus says, "I am the vine. My Father's the husband. You are the branches." As I think about that passage and I think about how do I interpret it, it's like talking with the children. How do you explain to them that God wants them to be fruitful? And so when I think about the vineyard and I think about my knowledge of it, I reflect on the experiences that I've had, and I pastored a church in Startex, and there in the backyard there were cherry trees and a fig bush that was about three stories high and a grapevine. One of the things I learned about cherry trees is whenever you see the birds out there taking all the cherries, they're ready to pick. It sort of reminds you of Alfred Hitchcock and the birds if you go out there and try to get those cherries. But they are really good during that time. When I was cutting the grass, I would go by the fig tree and I would pick me a handful of figs and I would eat them while I was cutting grass. And I went back there one day just so excited to have a parsonage where there was grapes, fresh grapes, going to be growing on the vine. And to my shock, there was a little clump of grapes in the end. They looked to be just about the size of the end of your little finger. I was really disappointed. So I began to ask around in the church about somebody that knew a little bit about grapes. And one of the guys said, "Yeah, I'd love to come. I've been wanting to come and trim that grapevine for so long." And I said, "Well, come on." He said, "Well, now's not the time." And so one day he said to me, "He said, preacher, I think it's time for us to prune that grapevine." And he came and he began to clip and cut, and I thought he was going to kill it. And as he began to pull out those unproductive vines, and they would run almost the whole length of the vine, and I realized that I was watching almost like an artist at work. I discovered something else about grapes. Doesn't have anything to do with this sermon, but they have to be cross-pollinated with something like scuffadine or muscadine. So they were muscadine and scuffadine. Well, it was scuffadine. There were scuffadine vines growing in there with the grapevine. And that next year, we had the most beautiful bunches of grapes. It's just gorgeous. And I learned a little bit about grapevine. And about being productive. Jesus speaks to us. He says to us, as my disciples, you're the branches. And if you're not productive, you need to be pruned, cut out, thrown into the fire. As I reflect, think about the church, and it's not so much that there are individuals that need to be trimmed out of our fellowship, but rather I think about us as individuals. That there are those parts within us that maybe are not pleasing to God. They're those unproductive parts of us that do not speak well of what it means when we say that we are a Christian or a child of God. And that needs to be dealt with. It needs to be pruned. It needs to be cut out. My wife says I might not should tell you about this, but I'm going to risk it. Several years ago, while dealing with cholesterol issues, my physician says you need to drink 4 ounces of wine at night. So, me being a good old Mill Hill fella, not knowing a whole lot about wine, I went into Walmart and began to look around, and here was all these different wine: Chardonnay, Blanc, Burgundy. What in the world? And I found out that this speaks about certain regions in France, and they're named after those regions. The only thing that I really knew anything about was champagne, and the only reason I knew anything about that was because that's what the guys spewed all over each other at the World Series. And so I learned all these different things about these regions. That soil has an impact upon the quality. Certain types of soil reflect certain regions. When we think about ourselves as Christians, in the soil that we have, and how do we treat the strangers in our midst that come here? How do we treat one another? How do we respond to each other in this being fruitful branches that Christ would have us to be? Those grapes I gave to the kids this morning are those big old red round grapes, and I shared it with the young people during the 8:30 service, and they came up to me and said, "Oh, they're so good. I want another one." I said, "Well, I had to have some for this one, but any of you that need some, they're up here." But are we producing sweet grapes? Are we producing the type of fruit that God would have for each one of us to produce? Because he has already told us he wants us to be fruit-bearing Christians. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin in 1969 landed on the moon. It was a little after 3 o'clock in the morning. And there, Neil Armstrong asked for some radio silence. And there, on the moon, riding in the Eagle, a lander, there at the Sea of Tranquility, he had a flask. And in the 1/6 gravity of the moon, he poured wine that had been consecrated at his church into a little flask. And he had the bread. And he, there in those few moments, read this passage of Scripture where Christ said, "I am the vine, you are the branches." And the first meal that was eaten by humans on the moon was the Lord's Supper. He had wanted to share it with all the world, but they were under so much stress from Miss O'Hara. And when they had shown, when they circled the moon and says, "In the beginning God created," that they decided not to air it. But he wanted to say, as he participated, to give thanks to the Creator who gave human beings the ability to do such a wonderful thing as to land a person on the moon. This meal that we take today is a time for us to be called back to the beginning of our faith and to hear again when God said to Moses, "I am the God that sent you." It's a time for us to remember that we are called to be fruitful Christians, that we are called to give of ourselves as disciples of Christ.